brought to you by Penguin.
The Bleeding Tree by Holly Starling, read by Adele Marie. Author's note. The five folk-inspired fictional pages in this book, Burial Tree, Devouring Tree, Tree of Ghosts, Bleeding Tree, and Shrine Tree, are presented in the spirit of kinship and connectedness. I have, however, been careful to preserve the essence and specificity of narratives and motives that come from cultures other than my own, using, where possible, the nomenclature that would be recognisable to people of that heritage. While it is comforting to perceive the universality of human experience, it is important to resist the appropriation of stories. Stories are cultural artefacts as any other. All of them belong somewhere and still belong to descendants living today, with each possessing intricacies that are themselves meaningful and sacred. It is the difference in interpretation of death, bereavement, and mourning that we celebrate as much as a similitude. Any parallels drawn between such stories and my own experience are presented with this intention. This book contains cultural depictions of suicide and discussions of suicidal ideation and the act of suicide. Introduction. Ghosts at the Feast. You don't pick October in the Yorkshire Dales if you're worried about the weather, I'd breezily told everyone, a tone I tried to calibrate between homespun congeniality and a circumspect wisdom of the countryside, neither of which I remotely possess. But after several days of watching grey mist spooling into the ancient Wharfdale valleys, I'd abandoned the pretense. It was difficult to maintain a veil of airy unconcern when the twitch above my left eye had once or twice in the last few days bounced the glasses clear off my face. I'd make up prayers and pacts in my head, offered tithes to whom I couldn't tell you, the Met Office? So sudden was my total belief in the power of arcane gods to control the comings of the rain that I'll need to stay away from any charismatic leaders of death cults for the rest of my life. So, when I open the curtains on the morning of my wedding, you'll appreciate that about 300 volumetric pressures of scalding anxiety disperse like unlidding a boiling pan. Blistering autumn sunshine. A smell of dull earth steeped in the wetness of deep viral roots, delicious and woodsy. The desiccated starfish of sycamores and horse chestnuts idling in the benign breath of the morning wind. The sort of day that feels stolen from summer, turning up late in the back of the drawer. An unexpected and soon to diminish bounty. Perhaps this is where any other catastrophist listening to this might jump ship. We were with you with the fretting and bargaining, they'll say, the catastrophist. And yes, okay, WRT the sunny day, but what about all the other things that can still go wrong? Nah, looks iffy to us. It was a compelling point, and one that was tempting to spend 45 minutes in the shower contemplating. But for once, I didn't want to hear it. Here's why. Natural catastrophists will instinctively register the change in intonation, but anyone else must pay close attention to the following two sentences. As I saw the honeyed day I'd prayed and cajoled for laid out at my feet on the morning of my wedding, for once I didn't think, everything will be okay. Instead I thought, everything will be okay. Subtle, yes, but the difference is the security of certainty. A promise on a post-it note versus cold granite. But now look at me. Chastened, out of breath and wheezing, banging on the sports hall door on the second Tuesday of the month, pleading to be readmitted. Catastrophists, I'm one of you. Take me back. It was hubris. I read too many magazines. I did my best, but it got me in the end. The dreaded bridal palsy. It messed with my mind, and maybe they'll consider flicking the light switch and ducking down below the trestle tables for a minute, but of course they'll relent in the end. They're a pretty tractable bunch. Okay then. Don't let me back in the club. What's the worst that can happen? To them, and you, all I can offer in my defence is this. Weddings do weird things to a person, and should probably be banned. Rochelle had run to the main building of the coaching inn we were staying in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?